have a full lineup for you today, so we're just going to dive right on into it. We welcome in Sarah from the Flower Market Downtown Association joining us. Sarah, happy Nebraska Land Days.
Yeah, today is the day, isn't it? It
officially gears up, but been having a lot of visitors in the community here for a little while now, and definitely want to welcome them and show them what North Platte's all about.
Oh, for sure. There's so much new happening all over town. I think people are going to be amazed at just the changes at District 177, some finalized changes in the downtown that we have done. So they haven't been here for a year or two. North Platte is on the up and moving.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? And some exciting things we'll talk about on behalf of downtown while we have you here in the studio. It's been a little bit of a behind the scenes job being done on changing the sign, the first entrance into the canteen district. But this is a great partnership with the Downtown Association, the city, and even the state to get a different sign put up there at the little park so that we can have the canteen district on full display from miles away.
Yes. Once we got that canteen district sign up, we realized that the wayfinding signs for the highway were kind of blocking that. So we worked with the city and, like you said, the state to get that sign changed. So now that great sign is in full view when you come down Dewey.
I was kind of bummed when I noticed the sign was blocking a little bit. So I'm glad that this was able to be resolved because I was worried it was going to be permanent.
Yeah. No, they right away, the city officials were really like, we have to change that, which was great. So it was pretty easy process, actually.
And then obviously, too, the big news as of late last week, too, the Downtown Association and Downtown Canteen District being honored, too, with a recent award.
Yeah, we were given Project of the Year, I believe.
Yes.
Golly, I can't remember. Project of the Year for the streetscape. We didn't apply last year because we weren't done. So she said to wait a year, and we were honored with that, which is awesome. It's really nice to be recognized across the state for the changes that we're doing in the downtown. And Main Street Nebraska is a great organization that we work with to help promote downtowns.
Yeah, this is another feather in the cap for the canteen district, obviously, and one of many in recent years.
Yeah, we're joking. We have all these plaques now, and we're not real sure where to put them because we don't have an office. Like, can we put them on some pillars or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Need something, I
guess.
Yeah,
on the Hirschfeld building. Maybe Alan would let us do that. Yeah.
Got to figure something out. This is a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit, Sarah, about the Downtown Association during the Nebraska Land Days Festival. Obviously, there's a lot of events, and a lot of which are going to kind of run throughout the historic canteen district.
Yeah, we have three events that are kind of run or volunteer from the downtown people. Two of them are this Friday, which is the Sandcastle event and Money Scramble, and then also the Bike Rodeo, which is put on by Whitetail Cycle Sport.
So tell us about these events for folks that haven't had the opportunity to attend before.
Yeah, so the first event will start Friday at 9 a.m. in the old Alco parking lot. We bring in a bunch of sand. The city drops that, and I already see that they have some seating already been delivered. So they're getting that all ready to go. We set up, and we just let the kids play in the sand, build sand castles. Every kid will get a sand bucket or something of that nature when they show up for the day, and then Lori from Double Dips has ice cream for everybody as they leave. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, that starts at 9 o'clock, and then be sure to just put your bikes in the car and go right across the street over to the parking lot by Whitetail and join in the bike rodeo.
Now, what is the bike rodeo for folks that haven't had a chance to attend before?
So it's a series of different obstacles, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then also safety checks are done by Jeff and Shay and their crew, as well as like who can go the slowest through the obstacles or who can go the fastest. They do some timed events. And then they also, I think they may have helmets available if kids need helmets, but a lot of safety checks as well as just fun obstacle courses.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Great opportunity for the kids to get out there and show off a little bit for individuals that don't typically get to be in the audience for them, and good opportunity for them to have other individuals watching rather than the siblings or mom and dad.
Yes, exactly. And I know their biggest thing is really if they see anything that needs fixed on a bike, they bring their tools out and they will fix that right up for you. So
yeah, obviously safety of the utmost importance. So they'll make sure the brakes are in working condition and everything looks spick and span on the bike. So.
Yes.
If you need a new one, obviously Whitetail's right there too.
It is for sure. Yeah.
You can even test it out. During the
They would let you do that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm sure they would.
I wonder if they let you try out those powered scooters they have now. Oh, you really go for
that
the
looks
timed
like fun,
events.
Doesn't it? Again, we have Sarah joining us here on behalf of the Downtown Association. Sarah, of course, is the owner of the Flower market here in the downtown community. And Sarah, obviously, we talked about the three big events in the downtown community, but want to invite individuals to come sit in the Canteen District for a variety of the parades, including the big one on Saturday and the Antique Car Parade Friday as well.
Yeah, the Antique Car Parade is, I say, the hidden gem of Nebraska Land Days.
I would agree.
Honestly, if you want candy, that is the parade to go to,
because
all those cars throw candy. And there's not as many people as you get for the big Saturday parade.
So. Yeah, there might be a little less candy being thrown out between Friday and Saturday. Not a lot, but a little. But there's a lot less competition for it.
Yes, you're not shoving and pushing to get that. That's for sure. And then you're going to see all those awesome, you know, cars.
Oh, yeah. It's history.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And the temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler on Friday than they are Saturday,
yeah,
too.
Just
so,
a smidge.
Yeah. And we always used to do both as kids. So Friday, you'd get your preparation, and then Saturday, you're ready for the big event.
You'd be all warmed up. Yeah. It's like your scrimmage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like it. Obviously, too, I want to remind folks that the kids' costume parade is today over at the Westfield Shopping Center.
So. I think that's at 10:30.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm part of the hostess group, Northwest Chamber Hostesses, so we as a group help volunteer for that also. So.
Yeah, that's an awesome, that's a fun parade.
It is. It's such a cool parade.
Yeah.
I think 10:30, right?
I think, it's 10:30. I saw it on the website this morning. So.
And I was there filling bags last night.
Oh,
so
you got to hang out of Bible supplies?
Those bags are chock full of some great stuff for the kids, so definitely take your kids down there.
And there's some prizes for that, too.
I think they give away bikes.
Yeah. Is it bikes?
And then I think other things, but several bikes are given away at that event. So you can bring your winning bike on Wednesday
to the
bike rodeo on Friday.
Yeah. Show it off.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It comes full circle.
Exactly.
Sarah, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just remember, next week will be the Prime Rib Feed also in the downtown.
Yes.
That's Tuesday at 4:30, drive through, and then also feel free to come down and sit and enjoy the Canteen District while you have a prime rib sandwich.
Absolutely. And encourage folks, if you have visitors coming into town, you have family, friends that haven't been to the community for a little while, drive them around and show them what's going on. Show them where the proposed site for sustainable beef is. Drive them by the mall. And I would recommend parking the car and walking through the Canteen District, because you can't do it justice when you just drive through or drive by.
No, and come down at night when it's all lit up with the festoon lighting. That's the best.
Those are so cool. Mm-hmm. It is awesome.
Yeah.
So. As always, it's good to see you in the studio. Yeah. Appreciate the time, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a happy Nebraska.
Oh, I will for sure.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning right after this on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.